scraper is any piece of metal that you drag along the ground to gather up the dirt with.
It's
made in several different forms.
Did they ever call them a buck scraper?
They could have. I never heard it.
Okay. Did you ever hear of the word Fresno?
Yes.
What was that?
Well, isn't that a scraper that's on a motorized vehicle?
Okay. But that's what you would have called it?
I think so.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce that?
Fresno.
Okay. And did you ever have anything like a harrow?
Oh, yes.
What is that?
Well, that's a piece of metal with a lot of teeth that go down like this on the ground. It's like a rake. And they go over the plowed ground with that harrow to break up the clods and smooth it, make it level.
They have different kinds, or just one kind?
Yes, they have different kinds. There's a spring harrow and a tooth harrow, a spring tooth harrow and just a harrow. And I'm sure there's other kinds that I don't know.
I wonder if you ever heard of a spike harrow. Ever heard of a spike harrow?
Well, to me they would all be spikes,
okay.
Mr. Newton, because they all fit down into the dirt, and then they just rake it and break it. Rake it and break it. Now, how about that?
Exactly right. Yeah. I'm wondering about other tools that might have been used on the ranch in terms of working with the cattle or the sheep, maybe dehorning them or branding them.
We had branding irons, and we had dehorners that they used to fit over the horn and cut the horns off to dehorn them.
Did you ever, I was thinking, one other plow I was wondering about, do you ever hear of a plow called a lister?
Yes, I have.
What is that?
But I don't know what a lister is.
Okay.
I think it's where they plant corn and beans.
It's a vehicle made to stir the soil.
Okay.
Well, wouldn't it make rows, a lister?
Not necessarily. You stir the soil, move the soil on. Break it up so you can plant stuff in it.
The thing you would use to cut the wool off the sheep would be called?
Shears.
Okay. And the thing you would use to nail nails into a piece of wood?
Like a hammer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of motorized vehicles would you have had on the farm later on?
Well, later on we had tractors. We had combines, we had threshers, tractors?
Mm-hmm. Do you have different kinds of trucks?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Had to have trucks to haul the grain in and haul the cattle in, and sheep.
Okay. Were those all different kinds of trucks? Some bigger than others?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of them. And then we had our pickups.
Okay.
We used that to haul. Mm-hmm. Maybe a cow or two or half a dozen sheep.
In the early days, did you have different kinds of wagons?
Well, we had the farm wagon, and we had spring buggies, spring wagons, and sleds. And I, none of our family ever had the sleighs, you know, where they just went for a sleigh ride.
We went
in a sled.
Was there another kind of vehicle, not a truck, but something you might drive to town in, like a Model T?
Well,
what would you call a Model T? What's the short word for a Model T?
Ford.
Yeah, or the C-A-R.
Car.
Do you have one of those?
Oh, yes. Okay. Eventually.
Eventually. Okay.
Eventually.
And did you...
Model T Fords was the first ones out.
Yeah, they were early on, weren't they?
Oh, yes.
Did you keep guns around the house?
Oh, yes.
What kinds?
We had shotguns and rifles.